Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
For the first time in 14 years, Conan O'Brien returned to the set of The Tonight Show. You know, all those studios at NBC are all in the same building, so they're all connected in some way. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. He has been out promoting his new show that he'll be on, that he'll be having on Max here very soon. But interesting moment for him last night because he's returning to The Tonight Show. But he's on the show with Jimmy Fallon, who replaced him. And remember that all fiasco?
Oh, it was awful. He got done wrong.
It was Jay Leno, the transition to Conan. He had it for a couple years, and he got replaced with Jay Leno again. Then it was finally
I don't even think he had it for years. I think it was like a, was it 2 years?
Two seasons. So he had it for a couple seasons. Then Jay Leno came back. And then, of course, he retired. Jimmy Fallon came on. Quite the mess over a couple years for the late night show. But last night, making that moment happen in a very Conan O'Brien fashion. Here's Conan last night.
I haven't been on this floor.
Yeah, what was it like?
In forever.
Did flashbacks happen? Did you?
You have strange memories of, I mean, I was here for 16 years doing the late night show before we went out to L.A. and right across the hall. And I just, all these memories came flooding back to me. And the first thing that will hit you, and it will hit you too, because one day you'll have this show as long as you want it, but when you're 98, you'll move on, and someone else will be in this studio.
Yeah.
When someone else is in your studio, it feels weird. So I walked in, and I said, who's in my old studio? And they said, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And I love Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Who doesn't love Kelly Clarkson? But still, I felt like, it's not right!
It should be a museum!
Blasphemy!
It should be a museum!
They should have burned it to the ground!
No one uses my studio after Conan.
You know, I totally get that. I sold my car on Facebook Marketplace a few years ago, and when the person drove off, I felt that exact same thing.
You're like, no.
That's my car that I literally just signed over to you, but what are you doing in it?
I'm excited because a part of his promotional tour, Conan O'Brien's going to be on Hot Ones.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, my God. That's the show where they eat spicy chicken wings and it gets progressively spicier. I cannot wait.
With the guy that married a porn star for...
Dated a porn star for
6 hours.
Well, and then once the news came out, that relationship quickly ended.
Yes,
he's like,
why?
I don't know. I don't
Who
want...
cares?
I wonder why. It's because of the brand that he's built for himself. Then now all of a sudden everybody knew about his relationship and quickly ended the very next day.
He told her ass going to be a big deal. I can handle it. The next day.
No, I'm not doing it.
That's not fair to her, I feel.
Yes.
No, of course not.
Yes, so either way, both of them, right? It's the world we live in, branding, right, Sarah? So with that, Hot Ones, I do think it's funny. Everybody goes on Hot Ones nowadays.
Oh, man. Maya Rudolph is my favorite Hot Ones, if you've never seen it.
Jennifer Lawrence is a solid one, too.
Maya Rudolph gets her. She just has a potty mouth, and she is hysterical. She's drinking beer to cool it off. It is the funniest Hot Ones I've ever seen. I cannot wait for Conan.
I think Gordon Ramsay has the most swear words on any episode of Hot Ones.
I got to watch that one then.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence has a fantastic one. I think Justin Timberlake did one. Honestly, a lot of A-list celebrities, it's a fun YouTube channel or subscription to check out, like the Hot Ones, where they're eating hot wings, the hottest sauces on the planet, which, and I think the fun fact in all of this, one of the hot sauces, isn't it from like North Carolina or South Carolina?
Well, there's a Carolina
Anything
Reaper.
Anything with the Carolina Reaper.
So there's a connection to, I think, one of the sauces. And now people are turning this Hot Ones YouTube thing into their own, like, you know, at-home activities on a Friday or a Saturday night where
your lower end just like him.
Yes, exactly. It's like we were talking about this one time, and somebody sent a picture like, hey, look, we had a Hot Ones night with the family. And the setup on the table was, like, perfect. Had all their little sauces.
So
everything.
Fun.
I'm like, look what this guy has created with Hot
we
Ones.
Should
Honestly,
do that.
It's incredible.
We should do that here. Just us three. We should do our own Hot Ones.
We
show.
Should do
well,
it.
Well, what they didn't show you was the next day ARS Rescue Rooter was there.
Exactly. All right, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Welcome on this Wednesday. It's Mix 101.5.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.